Ben Yor, says Torah Mevil these Zihiris. Yet in Perek Dalet, the Sifas Shem just mentions the words Torah Mevil these Zihiris. It doesn't go into any explanation. Then he goes on to Zihiris. Then in Perek Hay, he is quite specific. In Mafsidi Haziris, he says the famous words that Barasi Yisrael Horo Barasi Torah Tavr. And he pushed you. Shema Bori Lo Bori Lo Makazu El Rufua Zu Yevshir Vishum Ponim Shirafi Odim Mizos Hamake Bilti Zos Rufua. Me Shiachshav, the only way to misakin a person in his midas, misakin a person in all the problems that he has, is only through Torah. Torah is the only way, the way the Torah prescribes. And whoever thinks he has other ways, other philosophies, other shittas in life, ain't elotoyim. Simply, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, he knows our shortcomings, he told us how the refuah should be. Kasha that's asked is why in Perek Hay is when the Stills of Shorim elaborates on the Koyach HaTorah of Barosli Torah Tavlin and not in Perek Dalet. He starts off with Zahiris and Kineas Zahiris. There he doesn't discuss the godness of Torah. He just says Torah. Torah Meviah. He answers Torah. Learn Torah. He doesn't go into any explanation. So one possible answer could be that we're not ready to accept this idea. Torah Mevi'ah de Zahiris cannot be understood until we work on Zahiris. Until we first work on the Kineas HaZahiris, as he mentions the Shlemi Hadas, the Mechusim Menon and the Amonam, he mentions the various levels, and mainly a person has to feel a chasorin. Shlema Mashi, you cannot come to Shlemis until you come to realization that you're a chasor. A person that does not realize he's a chasser in his midas, he lives his whole life with his wife, his children, and has basic faults, and never accepts it, and never or feels it's impossible for him to change, he'll never become an Olam Rishon. That's how I am, that's how Ribbono Shel Olam made me, the leopard has spots, and I'm a kais. I am a Balgaiva, my father is a Balgaiva, I come from Dor Doris of a Balgaiva, and that's it, I can't ever change. Therefore, you can never come to Shlemus. You can never come to Shlemus if you don't realize you have Chesronis. The Gemara says in Brachas that the Yolam Yagi Zorim Yitzhatova Yitzhara Shem Yigzubal Techto Gorn Dafe. So many learn it's plateaus. That if you have a Yitzhara, first thing is to learn. If that doesn't help, in Lav, when he's not Menasech on the Yitzhara, he should say Kriyishma. Shem Al Mishkafchim. Yom Nisru Mutav. Yom Lav, Yisker, Yom Misa. Then the Yom Misa. So there's three gradations. Libra Torah, then Kriyishma, then Yom Misa. The Misa say that everyone needs to be sustained. The body needs to be sustained. If you just follow, eat properly, sleep properly, dress properly, you won't get sick. If, however, it doesn't work and you do get sick, then you need an antibiotic. If the antibiotic doesn't work after a while, you may have to be a transfusion, you may have to have an operation, you may have to be put in the hospital, you may have to have other things. It may lead to Yom HaMisa. So therefore, that will really scare you, especially you're negligent on your health. A person negligent on your health, he told you shouldn't smoke. But after he was told that I don't think you'll live, you 34-year-old, you're not good, you won't live for the next 4 or 5 years. You'll die 30, 40 years before your time. Then that's a shock of shocks. That shocked him. Finally he was shocked. So therefore he starts the Torah, and then slowly with Kriya Shema and Yom HaMisa. Others want to say that no. There's only one way. Le'olam Yagiz Olam Yitzhatova Yitzhara. Only with Torah. Yasuk b'Torah. This only way is Torah. That's it. It's not working. So maybe if you say Kriya Shema, if you go ahead and say the words of Kriya Shema, then you'll come to realization that it's Torah. Again, it's only Torah. But you have to have a sermon life to come to that realization. And if that doesn't help and go continue, then Yom HaMisa. But the Yom HaMisa does not, you remember the Yom HaMisa. The Yom HaMisa will be only reflection to tell you it's Torah. Everything is only one thing. Torah, the Chasonis, that's why. The Al-Khait, so many Al-Khaits we mentioned, the Al-Bays. One we don't mention is Bittul Torah. Shokol Kenegat Kulam, why don't you mention Bittul Torah? You should do. All the Al-Khaits is because of Bittul Torah. All the Averis is because of Bittul Torah. If we were learning, if we were oisting in Torah, if we were oisting in mitzvahs, none of this would happen. None of this would happen. It's basically Torah. It's not three steps. It's Torah. So Torah Mevi'ah, the Deziris, it's all Torah. We said, why isn't there a special shahr on Torah? There it is, because Torah is not the beginning, and it stop after that. We've learned the Gemara brachas. Torah does help start something else. Don't start something else. It's all Torah. Torah is the beginning, and the middle, and the end. It's the Zahiris, and Zerizis, and the Kiyas, and Tahara, and Kedusha. All is with Torah. Torah goes along all the time. It's not just one step. I finish that step, then the next step. That's good for a Masechta. Dav Gimel, now you go Dav Dalet. When it comes to Torah, there's no beginning, there's no end. The Torah is the answer to everything. Torah and Musar, that's an answer to everything. So this is why, in Paragdimo, Dalet, he only mentions Torah. Torah Mevidil is Zeris. However, after you work on Zeris, and for realization of the Chasar in the person, and you're lacking Midas, and you're working on that, then in Parag Hay, Mesil Shem tells us, that Barasi Torah, Barasi Liyetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. And what is this Torah Tavlin? I think we mentioned this once. Torah Tavlin, the name of Shom Shadron. Torah Tavlin. Torah is a Tavlin. What does that mean? So the Torah is a Tavlin, so a Tavlin is a spice, like a salt. So all you should do is take a whole bottle of, a whole box of salt and put it in your mouth. A whole bottle of salt. Torah is Tavlin. So you just take the whole salt. Torah is compared to salt. So you take salt, chas v'shon. Just take that a little bit. So I learn 15 minutes a day. 15 minutes a day of Baba Basra, of Chulin. That's it. Just a little bit. If Torah is compared to Tavlin, and Tavlin, you can take the whole box. You just take it. So take 15 minutes. 15 minutes a day of learning. That's all. Do whatever other activities. If Torah is compared to Tavlin. So from here is a raya. When we say Barasi Yitzhar, Barasi Yitzhar, Torah Tavlin. What is this Torah Tavlin referring to? We're referring to what? Nezikin? Sitting in Nezikin? Rosh Lachem, Yasim is sitting in Nezikin. The Mishnah says, you want to become a Chacham? That's when you learn Nezikin. So what are we referring to? We're referring to Musar. We're referring to Musar, Limud HaMusar. That Torah Tavlin, a little bit, not a lot. You don't spend 7 hours a day in Mesil Shashar. That's 4 hours a day in Tanya. Not 4 hours a day in Tanya. A little bit, with all about it, Yom of Laila, Gitzim Yom of Laila, is Torah Shabbat Ben, Torah Shabbat Ksav, Yom of Laila. But a little bit of bit, that Torah Tavlin is referring to the Limud HaMusar, a little bit. That is important. That's Torah Tavlin. About it, Torah reveals everything. But that Torah has to be accompanied with Limud HaMusar. You know, all yeshivas has understood Limud HaMusar. Limud HaMusar is the requirement. Is requirement for everything. Because that's what it says, Barasi Yitzhar, Barasi Torah Tavlin. It doesn't mean necessarily, it's talking about Chardal, a sugya in Baba Basra. It's referring to Limud HaMusar. This is perhaps why the Mesil Shorim did not tell us this in Perek Dalet. First, you have to work on the Midas. Then you'll appreciate the Torah Tavlin. Then you appreciate the Torah. As with Musar, with Midas Tavis, working on yourself, and working how you talk and how you act, and how you speak to others, how you argush it for others. You have to work on this. There's so many people in this world that they're learning, and Musar is not, it's not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea. It's not my specialty. My specialty. I have a cup that told me a cup for Nezikin. I have a cup for Erevin. I have a cup for this. Gvaltik. Spend all day in Erevin. Oh, but this is nothing to do that. That's with the salt and the meat. Without the salt, there's no tam. Without the sugar in the coffee, there's no tam. There's no tam to your life, and there's no shlemus in your life. There's no shlemus in your life. Without that, you're lacking the shlemus of what Torah is supposed to be. So perhaps why the Mesil Shorim mentioned in Perek Hay and not in Perek Dalet, that we have to work on our midas, and then we can appreciate the Barasi Yitzhar, Barasi Torah Tavlin, and this is the Yisrael of of all the meters.